There's anger to the air, and the city breathes it in. Isaac's guests are dancing, heads tilted back in laughter, oblivious to what builds around them. The details of the present pick up an arrival, like a heart beating so fast it's out of natural rhythm. The wind blows stronger, its whistle louder, and it's quiet no longer, it's everything at once. If time can have storms, then the arrival of change lands now. Hi, I'm Emily McCumber, the author and host of The Dream Dealer's Daughter, and you're listening to a sneak peek of Season 2. Letty leans against the counter, a mug now clasped in her hands. You thought you were just going to show up here, invade his mind, and leave. Yeah, that's what I agreed to with Dula, Nargis says. Letty laughs over the brim of her cup. No, it isn't. Welcome to Toujours Bistro. My name is Marisol, and I'll be your server this evening. Marisol wears a velvet skirt, a cream blouse, and a black bow tie. Most notable, however, are the yellow and orange snakes adorning her arms. People are everywhere, prior and minded alike. The servers wear costumes comprised of dreams. There's a waiter with a dragon head, another with a top hat so tall it brushes the ceiling, and someone with glittering butterfly wings. Nargis ignores the smile fighting its way to her air. Toujours Bistro carries an air of dreamery she's only experienced in the City of Mines. Marisol leads Nargis and Letty to their table. Once they are seated and alone, Nargis says, Eldwayan isn't loyal to anyone. He'll work with any mind for the right price. Letty asks, so you think Dula's trying to limit our access to information? Nargis' reply is cut short by the arrival of their food. Delivered in the arms of Marisol and her snakes are two bowls of simmering stew. She's watching snowflakes accumulate on the window and listening to Letty's breathing when the dream strikes. Orange sand spirals from the book, twisting upward like a tornado. It slithers across her wrist, around her arm. Letty has awoken. She's saying something, reaching for Nargis, trying to pull her back. And Nargis, she's still deciding whether to fight it or let the book inflict what it wants when it decides for her. In the form of a cresting wave, the dream crashes over her, forcing Nargis into a new present. One full of sand dunes, brutal winds, and orange skies. Nargis is pushed back toward the entrance to the City of Mines, guided by Aliso's sure footsteps. A thought departs Aliso and pierces Nargis's air. This is not your fight, Nargis. Your war is elsewhere, and I will not keep you from it, just as you will not keep me from mine. Nargis falls through the well, stares at Aliso's grim face the whole way down until darkness takes her vision. I recently mentioned in a different bonus episode that I'll be approaching Season 2 of The Dream Dealer's Daughter a bit differently than most fiction podcasts. Since The Dream Dealer's Daughter is a fiction book reformatted as a podcast, Season 2 is already fully written, and since I'm currently trending on Pocket Casts in spot number 11 and featured under the Fresh Fiction curated list, I want to utilize the spotlight and stay current, so I'm not going to have a break between Season 1 and 2. Season 2 of The Dream Dealer's Daughter will now premiere next week on Tuesday, August 16th, with Chapter 17, The Ivy Trust. I'm super excited to move into Season 2 of the podcast. Season 2 will follow Nargis through Chapter 17 to 40. I obviously love Season 1 and 2 equally, but I don't know, season two features a certain magicalness, and I do know magicalness is not a real word, but I'm super excited for others to experience the air or vibes of season two. If you like what you've heard so far of The Dream Dealer's Daughter, please leave me a 5-star review on whatever podcasting platform is your favorite. And if you check the episode notes, you'll find a link where you can sign up for my mailing list. Stay tuned for season 2, airing next week on Tuesday, August 16th. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next chapter.